Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Say Rock, Klein Alley Show. I don't know how much money was spent on flowers yesterday, but I would imagine it's hundreds of billions of dollars, right? Because everywhere decides to, there's certain days of the year you can jack up the prices of flowers. Valentine's Day is one of those days, and Mother's Day is one of those days. So even if you were to walk through a Ralph's and you would see a bouquet that would normally be, I don't know, $10, all of a sudden it's a Mother's Day special for $35. Same crappy bouquet.
But then they have these little scrolls on the website that said, you hit 20% off. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. But it's 20% off of an insanely hiked up price.
Well, the best is, and this is a great scam that I have fallen for before, I get a random email and it says, you have an unused credit at insert some flower website
place
here. And I'm like, I have an unused credit for $11.42.
Take advantage of that.
Gotta get over there.
I better use that immediately.
Get me one flower.
And then I realized in the process of me doing all this, I didn't have any credit at all. They just knew I was a sucker and I would go, I'm already halfway to a bouquet.
I know.
To realize I'm nowhere near halfway to a bouquet.
Well, and I don't know if you know, like, I haven't bought flowers like this in a while. Even looking at the options of Mother's Day bouquet, the small is so insanely small, it makes you feel like crap if you actually choose that selection.
And that's where they really get
you. The XL is like the normal size that you would send somebody.
Right, they'll call the small thing like Mother's Day.
And then Mother's disappointed in you.
Mother wishes you had a better job. And then you go to, like, it'll say upgrade to the medium, which could be, you know, $25 more. And it looks
that
like
that one's already like 60 or 70
right,
bucks.
And it looks way better. But then they really want you to get to like the nice one that actually looks decent. And that's like, now you're north of 100, but it'll say like Mother's Love. And you're like, all I really want is my mother's goddamn love.
I know,
love.
And I have to buy it.
But then you go with, I'll just go with Mother's Satisfied. Where's the Mother's Satisfied bouquet?
I tried every single coupon code I had. Eventually, I got a 25% discount. I checked out. I sent the flowers. And it said for another $10, you can make sure it gets there on Mother's Day. But for $2.99, you could do a window between Friday and Sunday. And I was like, well, that's okay. If it arrives on Saturday, I'm okay with that. It arrived. I ordered it on Friday at like 11 a.m. By 2 p.m., they were on her front door.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is what they're doing. They're like, let's do a window and we'll just do everybody on Friday because we don't want to deal with the weekend deliveries and all the people that paid way extra.
Right. Some people want that Sunday delivery because it doesn't count unless it happens on Mother's Day. So, let's be honest, flowers, you give them on Friday, they could be dead by Sunday.
So the flowers that arrived versus what I had purchased was an absurd difference.
This is the biggest scam in the industry.
This is what I ordered.
Whoever's doing the pictures for what these things look like, all right,
they're doing a great job. Right. This looks beautiful.
Look at that bouquet. I was holding it
up.
What's
the name of the companies now? Like, is it Conroy's or who's doing this now?
Well, I think this is just a regular flowers.com or 1-800, whatever, like main websites. Then outsource it to whatever local flower shop is near my mom's house.
Got it.
So they just kind of send a picture to them and they're like, hey, you figure this out. So then what arrived at first, I'll show.
So Allie's showing a beautiful vase that looks like it's got, I don't know, 50 flowers in it, pouring over the top, every color. Everything is, of course, photo perfect. Looks great. And then that's what she believes she sent her mom.
So then she texts me, thank you for the flowers.
Oh my
god. And this
god
is what look arrived.
It looks like something a child picked out of a ground.
Do you see these droopy ass?
Yeah, they're already.
And it's only daisies. They only picked one flower.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They showed me was like six different flowers all arranged perfectly.
Roses,
they're all
the
bushy.
High end, top shelf.
Totally. This is just, it literally is that, Klein. It's like a kid picked things out of the ground.
Yeah, threw it into a thing.
Let them wilt in their hand for a little while. And this is a vase my mother had to put in the flowers because they arrived in a box on her doorstep.
So there
they
was
didn't
no...
even, there was no vase even. She had to be the one to unwrap them, clip them,
you probably
arrange them
extra.
Herself.
A lot of times you got to click that little box to be like, throw in the vase for $4 or whatever.
No, no, no. I thought the vase is implied. They're showing you a picture with a vase.
That's
with a little bow around the vase.
They're showing you the flowers the best they'll ever look. You remember the time that I don't know what happened. You were having another one of your sad days and I sent you some flowers. I forget what the reason was.
Yeah, you're perioding
one
again
of many.
You were having one of your weird sad days and I sent you flowers and I thought I sent
not like
you,
I have dementia.
I don't know what.
You were having a bad day.
You were having one of your days, and I thought I sent something like that. And then you told me, you said, "Did you send me a bag of flowers?"
It was in a grocery
And I
bag.
Said, "What are you talking about, a bag of flowers?" And you go, "Yeah, someone left a bag of flowers on my doorstep." I go, "What?" And you showed me a picture of it. It was like this. I put.
There was a teenager hazing us.
Johnny, yeah, I thought it was a hate crime against her.
I was like, what does this mean?
You got to see these.
Am I a marked house?
There's a picture of the ones that I thought I got you, what I paid for, and then what arrived, and they are hilarious. The difference is couldn't be more jarring.
Well, 714 said their hack is to arrange them themselves, just to go to the grocery store, get stuff, arrange it. But I don't live
sizes.
In the same place as my mom, so I have to send her something else and just hope that the local flower shop can get it together when they obviously can't.
I know one time, I'm like 0-for-20 in trying to do this, because I don't think it's ever arrived and looked at all like the thing I sent. But I sent my mom one time as well. I think it was Mother's Day last year, and they sent her a funeral in sympathy, and it was a bunch of white roses in a vase with a giant cross on
what
it.
What is going on at these flower shops?
I think at this point they get so overwhelmed that they just go,
throw anything together, yeah, get it out.
Get it out. And they're like, but these are dead. They're like, good, call it a funeral arrangement.
Well, and then this is my true mom move. I got an email saying, how was your experience? And I was like, well, I will tell you. And I filled out the entire survey.
Oh, you did? And you said how bad it was?
And I said how bad it was.
Can I see what you wrote? Do you have a copy of what you wrote?
It does. I don't have a copy, but apparently my review was so bad that they offered me an extra 30-minute session to talk about just how bad it was in exchange for a $50 gift card. And
wow.
I did it.
That $50 gift card is the beginning of a scam, Allie. And of course you did. By the way, someone said the time that Klein sent Allie the bag of flowers was also when he wrote on the note, I love you, Bath.
Oh, that's right. Love you, Bath.
That was my infamous love you, Bath card. And so I must have been sending something to you and Katie. I don't know what it was for.
It's very graphic. Thank you.
I love you, Bath. That's on me. That part was on me. The flower part
was really?
Not.
What a shock.
So if your mom did not get what you thought you sent her for Mother's Day.
I'd love to see what you actually got sent.
Because I think moms, the theory is that they'll just go, thanks for thinking of me. And they're not going to really ever say, like, this bouquet sucks.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, some of these bouquets suck.
They suck, and you know what? We paid good money for those bouquets, and that's a reflection of our love. Our mothers are judging us based on those bouquets. You have to know this.
Yeah, so anyway, another
She thinks
win.
I didn't spring for the XL, and I did.
Yeah, it doesn't look like you did at all. How much did that cost you, that thing you just showed us a picture of?
It was 70 with the discount of $75 still.
That's crazy.
Wow. For those flowers.
That is insanity. I mean, that truly is, and I know they got to
make... Of course I filled out the survey then. What BS is this? $75 for this crap?
It does look like a school art project made by a child.
I mean, look, some of them are, like, short, and the other ones are tall. They don't even arrange them.
Got to take a break. When we get back, we have news to get to, and then we start giving you all sorts of tickets. In fact, I just found out, in addition to everything else we have for you this week, which includes free donuts and Evanescence tickets and Death Cab tickets and MyChem tickets, we also have some tickets to go to that fight that's happening at the Intuit Dome with Gina and your favorite. Allie's got a real crush on Ronda Rousey, and we'll get you into that fight as well. So all that coming up on K-Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.